Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
At least 44 people have died in California's wildfires. 42 of those deaths were in the Camp Fire in Northern California, where authorities are searching the destroyed town of Paradise for more victims. CBS News correspondent Steve Futterman is hundreds of miles to the south covering the Woolsey Fire in Westlake Village. Steve, what's the latest there?
Well, good news overall. The fire crews are really stopping this fire from advancing. They are containing it more and more, around 35% containment. That may go up later tonight. The fire is not expanding very much, very slightly. No new structures are being burned up to the ground, destroyed, things like that. But there are flare-ups. And today here in Westlake Village, there was a flare-up. Fire caught hillside caught fire above a number of homes, around 30, 40 homes in the Westlake Village area. And fire crews, like we spoke about yesterday in a different section in Simi Valley, the fire crews came in. The big aerosol took place, around 5-6 helicopters dropping water. Westlake Village actually is a lake, and that's where they were refilling their helicopters. It was right nearby. So they would drop the water, refill, come back. They also used some fixed wing aircraft as well to drop water. It appears to have worked. The fire has not been put out. This flare-up has not been put out completely, but it's now moving away from the homes, and there's just a few hot spots still there. They want to put it out before they leave, but they seem to have avoided another problem, and that's pretty much what's going on today. Here and there, all around, little flare-ups, and that's when the fire crews go to work.
So what's the weather forecast now? What are we looking for? Are we looking for any more Santa Ana winds, or is the worst pass that way?
Yeah, the winds will continue. They're going to diminish a bit tonight, then come up again tomorrow. By tomorrow evening, though, we should have the end of these Santa Ana winds, this episode. They will come back, obviously, in the days and weeks ahead. But the good news is the firefighters, they do feel they're making a great deal of progress. They actually used the word confident today. They do feel they've gotten the upper hand on this fire, and it's just a matter of when, not if. Obviously, with the proviso that the winds don't suddenly flare up unexpectedly, we don't think they will.
All right, Steve, thanks for the update. CBS News correspondent Steve Futterman in Westlake Village, California.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.